Tumbling's counterclockwise. Tumbling's counterclockwise. And you review me.
Welcome back to the roundtable. As you can hear from the musical selections, it is St. Patrick's Day. We wish you a very... we're playing that for a different reason. And here to tell us why we're playing it, we welcome Graham McKenna, who is our the man in charge of the Linda, who a wonderful performing arts space in downtown Albany, right on Central Avenue. He joins us each and every Thursday to tell us what's up. And good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
I am fine, thank you. So what was that?
Yes, not exactly a St. Paddy's Day piece, I have to agree. Not quite, but you were listening to Yes, Maria, Yes by David Wax Museum, recorded live at the Linda from their last performance, which was September of 2013. So thrilled to have them back. As you can hear, they are definitely an amalgam. They call it Mexo-Americana. David Wax spent a year touring throughout Latin America, studying the cultures, working with the people that create that great music. Met up with Sue Slezak, his wife now, who has a big background in Irish folk as well as American folk, and they melded together and they created the David Wax Museum, and they have a phenomenal sound. It just grabs you, sucks you right in. Yes, Maria, Yes is as off their 2011 album, Everything is Saved. So they're going to be here on Friday, March 25th, and we're thrilled to have them. Doors will be at 7, show will be at 8. And now let's back up a little bit.
All right.
What's going on tonight? Funny you should ask.
Yes, what is going on tonight?
Today is the third Thursday of the month, and as always, our Food for Thought film series is going to present a film with food samples from the Honest Wade Food Co-op, music by Jack Empey, and followed by a scintillating conversation with a panelist. This month's film is The Messenger. The Messenger is a film about songbirds, and it explores the relationship between songbirds and our environment and ourselves, and how as we lose songbirds, perhaps this is the literal canary in the coal mine. But it'll be a great panel discussion. We've got some people from the Audubon Society and other people from the bird world. It's a beautifully shot film. And that'll be tonight. The film is at 7. Doors will open at 6. Food samples from Honest Wait. Yum, yum. Come on down and join us for that, our third Thursday event of the month. Then on Friday, the Upstate New York Women in Film and TV Upwift are presenting the Real Women in Film series along with us. And you had a wonderful conversation with Nicole Quinn yesterday.
Yes.
Who is the director of the film Racing Daylight. The whole purpose of the program is to talk about women in film. They are an integral part of this fascinating and wonderful industry, and it isn't acknowledged, and there is not awareness. So Nicole is going to come show her film Racing Daylight, starring Melissa Leo and David Strathern. Phenomenal film, and she's going to talk about that film and what it's been like for her in the industry as a woman, and a great discussion. And that will be tomorrow night, Friday, 8 o'clock, doors at 7. Come on down for that. Then on Sunday, we've got the 50th anniversary Pete Seeger Memorial Concert presented by the Clearwater Sloop people. Wanda Fisher, our own Wanda Fisher, is going to host. Everybody is going to be there. Jay and Molly Unger Family Band is going to be there. Mark Black, Elizabeth Stratton, Lico Morris, Jeff Nania, a host of, I think, 20 to 30 musicians are going to be there. It's a real family event, sing-along, celebrating Pete's life and his music from all sorts of different genres. They're going to be doing blues interpretations, reggae interpretations. It really is going to be a fun evening, or afternoon, I should say. That's going to be a 2 o'clock start, so the doors will open up at 1 o'clock for that. Then keep an eye open. We're getting into the latter part of March. Do want to mention that on March 24th at 1 o'clock, we're doing a special City of Immigrants, a special conversation with Alan Shartok, R. Alan Shartok, and the Times Union journalist Paul Grundahl. This is part of the Festival of City of Immigrants. It's presented by the Albany Pro Musica and sponsored by Bank of America. They're looking at the fact, you know, where did we come from? The capital region is a microcosm of this great nation and of the American landscape, from its Dutch heritage to the multicultural aspects of the region today. And they will be talking about that. This is free and open to the public, but we do ask you to give us a call, jump online, and make a reservation because it will be a popular event.
Terrific.
And then keep an eye open. We've got Moondance, the Ultimate Van Morris Tribute Concert coming at the end of the month. Melissa Ferrick's going to join us in April. Our Roots Music Festival is featuring Roots Fest 2016, featuring Ryan Montblow. And then as always, as I mentioned, we do record all the music that we have at the Linda, and that is aired Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. on Live at the Linda. If you were listening last night, we chatted and played in David Wax Museum's concert. Right. We've got the Roots Fest from last year is going to play on the 23rd. And then we've got a special live broadcast of our Roots Music series an Alan Lomax tribute with the Downhill Strugglers, the 4 o'clock Flowers, Meredith Axelrod, and our host, Michael Acht. That's going to be a live broadcast on Wednesday night on the 30th. So lots to do.
What's going on? You can find out more by going to thelinda.org, thelinda.org. Graham McKenna, great to see you as always, and have a great week.
You too. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you very much.